Kim FM 99.5, Max Shannon Porkchop, being joined by William Michael Morgan.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, but probably not as good as you with the number one hit, I Met a Girl.
Well, I'm just waiting for it to sink in.
Where were you when you found out? What did you do? What was your reaction?
I was just coming back from my hometown of Vicksburg, Mississippi. I flew in to do a Walmart signing because the album had come out the day before. Our album vinyl had come out the day before. And so we were driving back to Nashville, and we got about halfway, and we hit Tunica. And we said, well, let's stop here. And because it was about 15 minutes we had left before we thought we were going to find out. And so we went in and had a couple of drinks and ended up having to wait for another couple more hours to actually find out the true results. But once we did, we just celebrated so much, and we were just so thankful. I called my mom and dad and everybody under the sun, under the moon. I was so excited.
Well, the
3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, we're calling people, waking them up. Hey, guys, wake up.
Congratulations.
The online numbers for this single are off the hook. You got 13 million streams, 4.6 million views on YouTube, 450 million folks you've reached in the audience. That is staggering.
Well, you know, that's the good Lord working his magic.
Amen.
Well, congratulations.
And us needing that traditional voice back on country radio. That's what we needed, my friend.
Oh, well, thank you, bud. And definitely country radio support. You know, they've believed in me since day one, and I thank them so much. And all the fans, too. I mean, goodness gracious. I mean, obviously none of us would be in the position we're in without them.
And I have a question for you, because you are a traditional country. Is this the song that Sam Hunt wrote? Because I don't think of Sam Hunt and traditional country generally in the same sentence. Is it? And your take on it, I would think, is much different than his, right?
Well, I mean, we're just two different artists.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we're both country music artists, mm-hmm. but we're just, you know, we do it differently. But, yeah, I mean, we went in and made it more of ourselves,
mm-hmm.
As with any other artist, cutting another artist's song. I fell in love with the song when I first heard it, you know. They've got a great way, Shane McAnally and Trevor Rosen, you know, along with Sam, they've just got a great way with painting those pictures with their lyrics.
It's so romantic. This is a wedding song.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, we actually just had somebody propose on stage.
Yeah.
Not too long ago. That was so much fun and so honoring to be a part of that.
And speaking of proposing, we know your girlfriend, Miss Jennifer Wayne.
Wow.
Anything going on in your future?
Ahead of our my luck, she's listening, and I'll hold that.
she says you're a picky eater. What happened with the tacos?
Well, she made some tacos not long ago. First time spending the night together there at her place, and she had made some tacos, and because she knows that's my favorite meal. And, I mean, she laid it all out, buddy. I mean, she had the fixings. I mean, the chopped up onions, the chopped up this and that, tomatoes, this guacamole and this and that. And I just kind of reached over, and I just say, man, this looks so good, you know. And I just kind of reached over and grabbed a taco and filled it up with meat and started eating it, because I'm just a picky guy. That's all I eat. Just the tacos and the meat. She just started laughing and said, well, I guess next time I won't have to spend as much money.
Yeah. Or all that time chopping, yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
Now, let's talk about vinyl for a second. Yeah. Tell us what song is something, a song that we should be listening for. Is there one song, or is everything that you cut you just absolutely love?
Well, you know, obviously I'm biased, so yes, I do love all the songs. But, you know, we've got our next single coming out that's going to be coming out by the end of the month, or sent to radio by the end of the month, and it's going to be called Missing. It's a song called Missing. So, you know, I think everybody needs to be missing from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that
the world will beat you down.
Willie, is that the one you wanted, or is that the one that you compromised on, or which one are you waiting for people to latch on to?
Well, I will tell you this, man. Warner Brothers, my label, has really gives us a lot of creative, you know, flexibility, should I say,
mm-hmm.
Within reason, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So yes, I mean it was definitely I was definitely in the process of picking this single.
All right. Well, vinyl's out there. That's available for download and, of course, in the stores. So however you get your music, you want to grab that one and latch onto some real country music.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much.
Michael Morgan, thanks for the time this morning, man, and good luck.
No, thank you guys, and you guys have a blessed rest of your day.
You bet.
Thank you.
Tell Jennifer we said hey, too.